little worn-out pony by that timeless poet, Anon. There's a little worn-out pony just this side of Hogan's shack, with a snip upon his muzzle and a mark upon his back. Just a common little pony is what most people say. But then, of course, they've never heard what happened in his day. I was driving on the Leichhardt with a mob of pickers wild when this tippy pony belonged to Hogan's child. One night it started raining. We were camping on the rise, when the wind blew cold and bleakly and thunder shook the skies. The lightning carved a figure eight around the startled cattle. Then down there poured torrential rain, and then began a battle. In a fraction of an instant, the wild mob became insane, careering through the timber, helter-skelter for the plain. The timber fell before them like grass before a scythe, and heavy rain in torrents poured from the grimly blackened skies. The mob rushed ever onward through the slippery, sodden ground, while the men and I worked frantically to veer their heads around. And then arose an awful cry. It came from Jimmy Wilde. For there, between two saplings, straight ahead, was Hogan's child. I owned not man or devil. I'd not prayed since when, but I called upon the blessed Lord to show his mercy then. I shut my eyes. I ground my teeth. The end I dared not see. Great God, the cattle, 1,000 head, were crashing through those trees. God pity us bush children in our darkest hour of need, were the words I prayed, although I followed neither church nor creed. Just then my right-hand man was shouting. 'Twas the faithful Jimmy Wilde. Did you see it, Harry? See the way he saved that child? Saved? Saved, did you say? And I shot upright with a bound. Yes, saved, he said. Indeed, old girl, the child is safe and sound. I was feeling pretty shaky, I was gazing up the track. Just then a pony galloped. The child hopped on its back. A sudden flash of lightning, then the thunder's roar and crack. With the two arms clutched the pony's mane, they raced towards the shack. Good heavens, man, I shouted then. If that is truly so, then to blazes with the cattle, to the shanty we must go. We reached Bill Hogan's shanty in a 15-minute ride, then left our horses standing and wildly rushed inside. The little child was there, unhurt, but shivering with fear. And Hogan told us, yes, thank God, there's the pony brought here. There's a little worn-out pony just the side of Hogan's shack, with a snip upon his muzzle and a mark upon his back. Just a common little pony is what most people say, but I doubt you'll find his equal in the pony world today.